Blog Talk Radio.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to hear a little bit of Jesus can work it out, because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. While we trying to figure it out, tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out if you let him.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is, it's already done. Jesus will work it out. Amen. Amen. Our scripture is coming from the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah. The 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah and the 6th verse. So if you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah and the 6th verse. And it reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Oh, Heavenly and Gracious Father, we come thanking you right now for this day and this opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, Father God, in the time of need. Father God, we ask that you will bless and touch the minds and the hearts of each one listening and each family represented, Father God, one by one and name by name. Father God, that you will open up their understanding and open up their hearts, Father God, and their ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And Father God, we ask that the word of God, as we break the bread, that it will fall on good ground in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you, Lord, and we praise your holy name. Jesus will work it out. How many know he'll work it out? He's already worked it out. While we trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Some of us are worrying about the election on Tuesday, November 8th, 2016, just 2 days away. We want you in Ministering God's Way. Fivefold encourages you, and Triplet Ministries encourages you to go out to the polls and vote. But while you're trying to figure it out, Jesus, I have news for you. I've come to tell you today, he's already worked it out. Now, we're living in the last day, and the Bible told us in the last days, perilous times would come. And we see these things of you know, men becoming lovers of themselves and boasters and proud and haters of God and despisers of them that do good and, you know, speaking evil of dignitaries. We're living in this time. And so the word of God, Jesus did tell us, he left his word. He left the blueprint and let us know that these things would come. It would be wars and rumors of wars. And he said it would be earthquakes in diverse places. So we're living in this time. So what we want to do is give it all to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out for you. Amen. Because we'll lose sleep, we'll cause ourselves to become sick, we'll worry with the sin. And Jesus told us to cast our cares upon him, for he careth for us. Amen? So Jesus wants us to cast all of our burdens, cast our fears, all of our problems, turn it over to him and let him work it out. Because we just read in Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Remember this chapter. Numbers have meaning. 9 is the birthing of bringing forth. Remember Isaiah 9, who Jesus Christ is. He is wonderful. He said the Bible tells us that for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, hallelujah, shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Counselor, Wonderful Savior. The Mighty God. Thank you, Lord. The Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. See, the Word of God is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I tell you, it comes today to encourage you that you don't have to worry because it's already done. Because Jesus tells us he knew the end from the beginning. Because he told us in his word what? He is the Alpha and Omega. And that's Alpha is the beginning and Omega is the end. See? And so he already worked it out. It's already done. That son or daughter that may be out and you waiting for them to come home, Jesus has already worked it out. That spouse, that husband, that wife that you're waiting to come home or come back or just to come back spiritually to Christ, it's already done. Just turn it over to the Lord and he will work it out. Jesus is a way maker. He tells us in his word he is the way. He said it. He is the truth and he is the light. And the one good thing about Jesus Christ, good God Almighty, I feel Jesus. He said that, you know, he came that we might have life, not just any kind of life, but he said he came that we might have abundant life. Amen? And the thing about abundant life and having that, it may not come right away. We have to wait on it. We have to wait, like Job said in Job 14:14. Wait all our appointed time on earth. Wait until our change comes. Because, good God Almighty, it's coming. It's coming. If you put your trust in God, you do not put your confidence in princes nor in man. Put your trust in God. God tells us, lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So when we're getting ready to vote on Tuesday, before we go to the polls, before we look for a spouse, before we look for a car, before we look for a job, before we look for a home to live in, before we look for a dress to wear or a suit to wear, ask the Lord. Acknowledge him. And he said, in all your ways, okay? And before you do anything, ask the Lord. Acknowledge him. Say, Father, I'm just bringing this to you. And I want to know, I'm not sure and I'm not clear on which direction I need to go. So, Father, I need you to show me the way and direct my path. And he will, because that's what he said. He said, if you just acknowledge him, he will direct your path. Amen. Now, he tells us in the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah, in the 6th verse, he says, guess what? It says that the government, hallelujah, glory be to God, shall be upon his shoulder, my God of mercy. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is his name. He said the government, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. So what you carrying the weight for? Why? Why are you burdened down? Why are your shoulders weighed down and tight and fatigued? Why are you waiting? You shouldn't have any weight on you, because he said his yoke is easy and his burdens, the burdens are what? Light. So you shouldn't be bondage in bondage and yoked down in bondage and chains and fetters. Who the Son, Jesus Christ, set free? Guess what he said? He's free indeed. Amen. Glory be to God. The government, he said, shall be upon his shoulders. See, Jesus Christ already know who the president going to be. He already know what your end is going to be, your death day going to be, your death date of death, not your date of birth. He knows. He not only knows, he knew that, but he said who he foreknew, he predestined. Okay, and who he predestined, he said he did what? He called, and who he called, he justified, and who he justified, he glorified. So God knew you before you was even conceived in your mother's womb. He foreknew you before he could even predestine you. He already knows your destiny, where you're going, your date of death, your end from the beginning. It's already done. It's already worked out. So why are you trying to figure it out? We have to learn to lean not unto our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge Jesus Christ, and he will direct our path. The government, our children's job, our home, our car, because he's carrying it all. He said, and the government, my God of mercy, he carried the cross all the way to Calvary for us, for you and me, that you and I might have the right to the tree of life, that we may have eternal life by choice, by choice. This is a choice walk. Don't be caught without making your work. Well, not don't be caught with your works undone, but before you can do any work for the Lord, you got to be on the Lord's side. Amen. Whose side are you leaning on? Whose side are you depending on? The Bible said in Hebrews 11, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the substance of things not seen. Jesus Christ told us it's impossible to please him without faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please me. So you can't see your son coming home. You can't see your daughter coming home. You can't see your spouse coming home. You can't see your money. You can't see your new home. You can't see your car. You can't see your healed being healed. You can't see yourself walking from your arthritic condition. But you're not supposed to see it, because Jesus tells us it's a faith walk, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So you can't see. So put your trust in the Lord. You don't have to worry. You can know I can go to the rock that's higher than I. Elders, Reginald Tripp, my husband, and thank God for him on today. That last Sunday, we did the show all in his hands. And that's because we have to learn to put everything all in his hands. Put it all in his hands. No problem. He can't solve. No problem. Yeah, he can't speak. So today, last week we talked about it's all in his hands. Okay? It's all in his hands. Put it all in his hands. Will you put it all in God's hands? It'll cause you less stress. It'll allow you to be at peace. It'll allow you to have a blessed life if you just put your trust in the Lord. But today, we're talking about it's already done. So while you're trying to figure it out, Jesus has already worked it out. So try to remember. Ask God, help me remember, Lord, that it's all in your hands, that it's already done. And why I'm trying to figure it out, Lord, you done already worked it out. Well, we heard the songstress, she said, somebody got a phone bill due. Well, guess what? Somebody got a yacht bill due. A yacht. Somebody trying to get their yacht paid off. So guess what? It's already done in the name of Jesus Christ. If we live according to the will of God and his way, he said it's no good thing that he will withhold from us if we walk upright. Jesus wants us to walk upright. See, because Jesus told us in the 14th division of Proverbs and in the 34th verse, he said, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin. That's right. And righteousness shall exalt a nation. See, it's sin that causes nation to be in a state that is sin. Sin. What is sin? The definition in the Bible says that sin, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So you know to do good and you choose not to do it. That's sin. Proverbs 14 and 34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation. Okay? So if we want to exalt, build up, if we want to build up the nation, then we got to be right. Then the Congress got, the president got to be right. It got to be right all the way down to the House of Representatives. The Congress got to be right. The judges got to be right. The constituents got to be right. Everybody needs to be right. That will build an exalted nation. But if we continue in sin, God forbid, grace is not going to abound. It's not. Where can sin? You can't receive grace, which is favor, if you live in sin. Because he says sin is what? A reproach. That means a disappointment. Reproach is a disappointment to any people. If you were in China and you sinning, that's a reproach to those people. The Chinese. Wherever you go and you sin, you know to do good and you do it or not, it's going to be a sin. That's sin and that's a reproach. Don't disappoint God. Okay? You know, and you don't want to disappoint. Don't disappoint yourself. Don't disappoint your family members. You know, parents ought to be examples for their children. Leaders ought to be examples to the community. Preachers ought to be an example for their members. The president ought to be an example to the country. So just do what you know is right. But God said he wants us to acknowledge him. See, he'll direct your path. You don't have to. Sometimes we don't know the way, and we're not going to know the way. God just don't show you everything. Because if he did, there would be no need for him, for you to lean on him and acknowledge him. He wants us to do our part. And so he wants us to be humble enough to say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. It's no other help I know. If I withdraw myself from you, where will I go? Because everybody in this world wants recognition. People want to be acknowledged. If you own your job, you want to be acknowledged and recognized for doing a good job. If you at church and you doing the, you picking up the trash and cleaning up the bathroom, you want to be recognized. You want to be acknowledged. Well, Jesus wants to be acknowledged. That's all. And if you acknowledge him, hey, glory to God. That's all you got to do. It's all in his hands. Acknowledge him, and he'll work it out for you. Because he told us, if you abide, he said, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask whatsoever, he said, believing, and it shall be added unto you. Amen? That's all we got to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God in all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. See, what did he just say? Let's say that again. Seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God, and what? All his righteousness. Amen? And everything else, he said everything, you ain't got to worry about it. You don't have to worry about anything. If you delight yourself in him, that's what the scripture says. Delight, that's the secret. I'm going to give you a secret. This is a secret to getting what you want. Not what you need, but what you want. But don't do it just for to get what you want. This is just a secret. This is a sanctified secret. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. The word of God says, delight yourself in him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. A lot of times we spend time asking God for this, asking God for that. And, you know, Lord, fix this. Lord, work on this. Lord, I need you to do this. He already knows. It's all, what we just say the topic is, that it's already done. He already knows. He's already worked it out. All he wants us to do is acknowledge him. And not only acknowledge him, but delight. That's the secret. Listeners, thanks, world, that's the secret. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He knows your heart now. You want to make sure you got a heart of God, because he knows your heart. Because the Bible says that the heart is wicked and utterly deceitful. Who can know it? But God knows it. Ha ha, glory to God. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows everything. And it's nothing that you can hide from him. Because one thing about it, and I'm a living witness, be sure, he said, your sins will find you out. Amen? Amen. Your sins will find you out. Be sure, he says. Be sure. See, I was living deep in sin. Hey, glory to God. Far from the peaceful shore, but the master of the sea, glory to God. Who shall I by sea? Hey, glory. Heard my cry. And from the waters, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he lifted me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Be sure, he said, your sins will find you out. Sin is a reproach to any people. Any people. Jesus wants us to lean on him. There is a song that we sing leaning on his everlasting arms. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. There's a couple of different versions of leaning on. There's one song that says, I'm leaning on the Lord. And then there's another one that's, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. And sometimes we do worry because we're human. But we should not worry and ask God to forgive us. We might be concerned about an issue or a situation, but we should not be worrying ourselves. We should, if we find ourselves worrying about a situation or being overly concerned about a situation, that's worrying. Then we need to ask God to help us to lean. Hey, glory to God, lean on him. I'm leaning on the Lord. Leaning on his everlasting arms. Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all that labor, all ye that labor, and are heavy laden. Glory to God. He says, and I will give you rest. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'll give you rest for your soul. Your soul is your will. Your mind, your will, your mind, and your emotion. Your soul is your will, your mind, your emotion. That's what your soul is. And that's what God wants. He wants our will to be his will. He wants our mind to have the mind of Christ. Jesus Christ. He said, it's already done. That's what the Lord is telling us. It's already done. He wants us to lean on him. Remember, he said, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. So we can't figure it out. While we trying to figure it out, Jesus has already worked it out. So let's give it, turn it over to Jesus. Let's turn it. The election over to Jesus. Let's turn our families over to Jesus. Let's turn our finances over to Jesus. Let's turn everything over to Jesus. But guess what? He did tell us one thing. Faith without works is dead. We got to believe and trust and have faith in God. But we got to do it. We got to put some works with the faith. Jesus is not just going to bless us with a yacht and we haven't even saved our money or prepared our credit. We just believe it and pray and faith by faith. Oh, the Lord's going to send me a yacht. No. No, sir. No, ma'am. Faith without works is dead. So we got to put some works with our faith. When we cast our cares to Jesus, we got to leave it there. We got to put that work there. Hey, it's already done. We got to leave it at the altar. Lay our burdens at the altar. Take it to the Lord. Jesus, King Jesus, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Because he will. He's going to work it out. It's already done. God bless you.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to hit a little bit of Jesus can work it out because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. Why are we trying to figure it out? Tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out if you let him.
Yeah. woman. Don't look at the woman.